So what did you think of today's gospel? It's usually misunderstood and ignored because it seems so extreme. And so it is, without understanding the necessary context. Here is some context. Some years ago, I was president of the Jesuit High School in Indianapolis. One day, I met with a student council, and I asked them what leadership is for them. One young man, a senior, said that as leader, he tried to find out what everyone wanted and then to give it to them. I thought to myself, you poor child, you don't get it. Then another young man, a sophomore, told us that he was the chairperson of the committee for the upcoming sophomore dance. His group came up with a theme, chose the DJ and the decorations, and sent out the publicity. To his astonishment, a number of students complained to him about what had been planned. Even a couple of his own friends told him that they would not come to the dance. So I asked him how he was dealing with all of this. He said that he decided that the plans his committee had made were good ones, that students could come or not as they chose, and that he was going to go and have a good time. I thought to myself, bingo, that's leadership. These two students reflect two understandings of human life. The senior thought that life is easy. Of course, he was good-looking, tall, academically and athletically successful, and headed to an Ivy League university. The sophomore thought that life is hard. Other people present challenge our best intentions and actions, and we are left to move forward on our own, motivated by our own confidence. So I ask you, is life easy or is life hard? That which makes life seem easy often comes from factors we cannot control, though those factors may have required our effort. Good genes for intelligence, talents, and abilities, as well as financial stability, social stability, and good education. The problem is that that which makes life easy for some come at the expense of the many for whom life remains hard and perhaps even impossible for lack of sufficient intelligence, talents, and abilities, financial stability, social stability, and good education. What's true with you? If life is easy for you, then you can choose to do your life without God. Me too, of course. At least until we hit those realities of life we cannot control. If life is hard for us, we can choose to soldier through on our own. Or we can recognize that Jesus worked from the sense that life is hard, and that he wants to help us break through the hardness to make an easier and richer way of living. He doesn't make it easy in a fairy tale way, but he gives our lives meaning and value, importance and significance. He gives us work to do, with friends and family to sustain us, to make a difference to God and to this world. Jesus gives us courage and strength to confront that which makes life so hard, and the strength to persevere. He makes a way out of no way. While doing these things, he asks us to help break through the hardness of life for other people. He asks of us what we hear in today's gospel. He asks us not to condemn nor judge out of prejudice, fear, and jealousy, even though we must learn to make wise judgments about people and circumstances as a necessary means of survival. He asks us to forgive, because forgiveness frees our hearts of our own fears, anger, and jealousy, and opens us up to giving and receiving love. He asks us to go the extra mile, to give generously, and to treat others as we would have them treat us. Again, because this opens up the passageways of love. He asks us to absorb abuse, again, so that love can flow. He does not ask us to permit abuse, nor to forgive the abuser in some artificial way, nor to fail to seek justice for the abused. But he never allowed anger to be his motivation. Jesus concludes by telling us that as we do these things, the gospel passage says, gifts will be given to us, a good measure, packed together, shaken down and overflowing, will be poured into our laps. For the measure with which we measure will in return be measured to us. This is not a fairy tale. God's abundance in our lives can and often does coexist with our ongoing suffering and the struggle of our ongoing discipleship. But in the ultimate Christian paradox, we can discover that even as we suffer, breaking through the hard stuff for other people, we can create fuller lives for ourselves. This is Jesus's truth, but it's a personal truth because we each have to find our own way. At communion today, we will say to Jesus, "Only say the word, and my soul shall be healed." In the rich silence following communion, we will receive Jesus' peace, his affirmation of ourselves, and his strength and courage to continue the work of our lives. This is the salvation he offers each of us today in this Eucharist. Let's accept his offer and leave here renewed to help him build his kingdom.